Good morning. It's the 20th of June. In our middle reading today, we are in Isaiah chapter 44. I'm going to read to you a section from Brother Ray Willett's book, which covers the end of chapter 43 and the beginning of 44. Brother Willett writes, Israel had failed, but God's purpose would not fail. For his own sake, he would lead the nation through disaster, misfortune and trials, back to the light of his own presence. In revealing these things through his prophets, God presented a real challenge to the nations and a wonderful opportunity for every one of us to hear, look and see that the Bible is a true revelation of God and that Israel are witnesses to the fact that he is God. Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah passed the age for childbearing. Yet nothing was too hard for God, and in accordance with his promise, Isaac was born. Truly could God say, Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. He had redeemed them from Egypt and entered into covenant relationship with them at Sinai. They belonged to him. He would remain faithful even though they had proved faithless. He had punished nations for their sake and would shortly remove Babylon. What comfort and hope this gave to the faithful among them, those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. The first exodus would lead to the second exodus. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. This great exodus has begun, but it can only be appreciated by those who study God's word. Alas, there are some who read who are blind, stubbornly refusing to recognize that the nation of Israel are still God's witnesses and servant. Again, there are others who sincerely believe that the whole earth will be destroyed as God's judgments fall upon mankind. The witness of Israel shows that this is a grave misunderstanding. He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock, as we read in Jeremiah 31 verse 10. The new thing that God will do is lead Israel back into covenant relationship. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise, Isaiah 43 verse 21. He will cleanse them from iniquity and pour out his spirit upon them. In that day the redeemed will sing a new song. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. As Paul points out, this will also be the time of resurrection and redemption for all God's saints. Romans 11 verse 15. Truly, God's word is vindicated. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. He is the Creator, but he is also the Saviour, as we see in 43 verse 11. One who reveals his purpose and fulfills his word, the one and only true God. Thank you for listening to me. Have a good day.